So the question was asked, what is the best way to find your spouse? It's a good question. So let's see what Chazal tells about it. Chazal tells us that sometimes a person has to go across the world to find his spouse. And sometimes Hashem brings the spouse from across the world to the person. The Sefer Chassidim is quoted, that he quotes a midrash that says that sometimes Hashem makes a war between two countries just to bring a soldier from here to there to meet a girl, to get a couple to meet. We know the famous story about the rabbi who was asked by the Matronita, the important Roman woman, what's God doing ever since creation? And the rabbi said, well, ever since creation, God is busy making shiduchim. So it seems to be a complicated thing. And it doesn't take the midrashim to notice this. Just look around the world and you see it's complicated. Very, very smart people had very, very big problems with this issue. Take Abraham Lincoln. He had it very tough between him and his wife. He used to travel all over the country to try to get away from her. Shiduchim is a difficult and complicated thing. So I think that the answer we see from Chazal like any other mitzvah breaks down into two things. Firstly, we need to know that Hashem is running the show and we need to daven. We need to ask Hashem to help us out. Look, when Avram sends Eliezer to find the shidduch, what does he do? He davens. Hashem should send his malach with you. It should work well. When Eliezer shows up at the well, what does he do? He davens. He says, Rabban Shalom, help me out. And when he finally finds the girl, he says, thank you to the Rabban Shalom. Many people, after they find their spouse, so they're ready to make parties and do all kinds of things. And the most important thing is, thank you, Rabban Shalom. Thank you. So that is step number one. We need Siyata Dishmaya. But as with everything else in life, V'chol ashohu oseh, Hashem matzlech biyado. The pasuk says in Bereishis about Yosef, whatever Yosef did, Hashem gave him success. We see the Medrash says that success is contingent on doing. It's not enough just to say Bezrat Hashem. Hashem helps. We gotta do. V'chol ashohu oseh, whatever he does, Hashem matzlech biyado. God gave Yosef success. So we have to do. So we have to do hishtadlus. That means we have to let our rabbis, our friends, the people who know us, we have to let them know that we're dating. And then if need be, we have to talk to shadchanim. We have to do normal hishtadlus. We also have to take care how we're seen. We have to ensure that when people see us, we're dressed a certain way, we behave a certain way. If you're davening in a shul where there are going to be people who deal with shidduchim, so make sure not to cover your head with a talis. Maybe you should consider not wearing a talis altogether so that people know you're a bachelor. You have to ensure that you're seen. And if there are singles events, so long as they're within the guidelines of halacha, you should go. And if you see that you're not getting dates, so push for them. When I was in Merkaz Arab, so in the beginning, no one was offering me any dates. So I'd walk over to friends of mine who were married. And when they'd ask me, how are you? I'd say, Baruch Hashem, not so good. And they'd say, what's wrong? And I'd say, well, it's been 6 months. You haven't offered me a single girl. How am I ever going to get married? So it sounds like a pretty intrusive way to talk to someone, but it's the truth. I felt like here I am, I don't have a family here in Israel, I have no way of getting a date, I'm reliant on all of you, and if you're not going to offer me, so how am I ever going to get married? So everyone who I knew, I made sure they knew that I was very unhappy that I don't have a shidduch. So you'd see me around Merkaz Rav You wouldn't see me unhappy. Baruch Hashem, I was happy. I was learning. Why should I be unhappy? But I made sure they knew, hey, I want a date. I want to get married. So I felt like if they're not doing it on their own, so I have to ask them. And I'd call people. I'd go over to people like during lunchtime, and people who were married, people whose wives taught in girls' seminaries and stuff like that. And I'd say to them, you know, I want to get married, and maybe you could talk to your wife. And they'd say, well, I don't know if I remember. Call me tonight. Which really upset me. I didn't think that was the right answer. But that's what I did. You don't have a choice. This is a humbling experience that need people's help. This is the one area where a person can't really help themselves. So today, with internet and internet dating, so to an extent, the person can help themselves. But we've discussed in our other classes the dangers of internet dating and the limitations. So, to summarize, what's the best way to find the wife? So we need to daven and do proper shtadlus. Proper shtadlus is to try and ensure that we get shiduchim from good, reliable sources. And good, reliable sources doesn't have to be people who know you for a long time, so long as they're not going to lie to you. And even when they offer you a shidduch, you have to check it out, because you never know who's lying and who isn't. And Be'ezrat Hashem, your tefillot should be answered, and you should be married in the right time, in the right way, with the right person.